Petersburg parent Kari Peterson has insurance, but she says it doesn't cover her son's autism. Peterson says the disorder is defined by an individual's ability to relate and communicate with others. Her family pays out of pocket for counseling to help her son build those skills, but they can't afford some of the specialized therapy and evaluation services he needs.
One thing I've always really wanted to get for him that has been out of reach from the beginning is speech therapy services. And they're just so expensive. But it's something that he's needed from the very beginning, but hasn't been able to get.
Senate Bill 74 requires that insurers cover behavior and speech therapy as well as other treatments for children with autism spectrum disorders. It does not apply to all insurance plans. Peterson is cautiously optimistic about the new law.
We pay health insurance, but we also have to pay 100% of the cost of our child's autistic treatments because health insurance refuses to cover them. That and the fact the governor didn't sign it doesn't lead me to be overjoyed about the bill, but I do think it's a step in the right direction.
The bill passed the legislature this spring with bipartisan support. Governor Sean Parnell chose to send it back to the legislature without signing it, which means it will become law late this month. In a June 12th letter to the Senate, Parnell expressed support for the measure while acknowledging concerns opponents had raised about increased premium costs for businesses. The governor ultimately concluded that, quote, the long-term cost savings of discovering and intervening in autism spectrum disorder early in a person's life justify letting this legislation become law. Anchorage Democrats Johnny Ellis in the Senate and Pete Peterson in the House sponsored the legislation. Ellis calls it a godsend for the parents of autistic children in Alaska.
There are proven medical treatments for children that get people to a higher level of functioning who experience autism, and that's a great cost savings and great for Alaska families. So it's a big step forward for these families.
The bill includes an exemption for small businesses, which was a compromise sponsors made to get the measure passed. Also, according to Ellis, the legislature cannot mandate the coverage for some groups, including state workers or self-insured corporations. However, Ellis predicts the state will adopt the coverage for employees in its next bargaining cycle, as it has with past mandates like breast cancer or prostate screening.
We're setting the ball in motion. We're setting an example. We are legislating for the portion of the market that we can legislate, and if the past is any guide, and I believe it is, state employees will follow, and that will cover a lot of families, and then major insurers that are self-insured will follow suit as well to attract and retain the best employees to be competitive in the hiring market for good employees. So this is, it's an incremental process, but you have to do the right thing and start the ball rolling, and that's what we've done here today.
Opponents of the bill included the health insurance company Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska. In comments to the legislature this spring, Senior Vice President Jack McCray argued that some of the services covered in the law are the responsibility of school districts rather than insurers. McCray wrote, quote, the proposal would add to the overall cost of health care and would be borne by insured members, unquote. According to media relations manager Amy Carter, Primera still has those concerns. However, in an email response to an interview request, Carter said the company was, quote, working to implement this as smoothly as possible for our customers, unquote. Parent Kari Peterson considers the lack of autism coverage an injustice, and she says she's grateful the law at least addresses the issue. Peterson emphasizes that autism is treatable, and she says that treatment is so important because it not only affects the individual, but everyone they come into contact with.
The families have been bearing the financial burden of treating this, but it's not just the families because, you know, if you have kids that aren't being treated and they go to school, and then the school is, you know, they're not being given the funds to treat autism. They're being given the funds to educate the child. And then they also are tasked with that without any funds for it. And also, you know, because these kids and these individuals, they ultimately end up in state services who then we as the public end up paying, you know, not just we as the parent, but we as the public end up paying for something that insurance companies really need to be paying for.
Senate Bill 74 includes the creation of a legislative task force, which will draft a statewide plan for the early diagnosis and treatment of autism. The insurance requirement goes into effect for policies issued or renewed after January 1st, 2013. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.